Merry Christmas, Uncle. God save you.
My humbug.
Christmas is a humbug, Uncle? I hope that's meant as a joke.
Well, it's not. Come, what is it you want? Don't waste all day, nephew.
I only want to wish you a Merry Christmas, Uncle. Don't be cross.
What else can I be when I live in such a world of fools as this? Merry Christmas. Out with Merry Christmas. What's Christmas to you but a time for paying bills without money? A time for finding yourself a year older, but not an hour richer? If I could work my will, every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled with his own pudding and buried with a stake of holly through his heart.
Uncle!
Nephew, keep Christmas in your own way and let me keep it in mine.
But you don't keep it.
Then leave it alone, then. Much good it may do you. Much good it has ever done you.
There are many things from which I might have found enjoyment by which I have not profited. I dare say, Christmas among the rest. And though it has never put a scrap of gold in my pocket, I believe it has done me good and will do me good. And I say, God bless it.
Bah!
Don't be angry, Uncle. Come, dine with us tomorrow.
I'll dine alone, thank you.
But why?
Why? Why did you get married?
Why? Because I fell in love with a wonderful girl.
And I fell in love with being alone. Good afternoon.
Nay, Uncle, but you never came to see me before I was married. Why give it as a reason for not coming now?
Good afternoon.
I am sorry with all my heart to find you so determined, but I have made the attempt to honor Christmas, and I'll keep the good spirit to the last. So, a Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Good afternoon.
And a Happy New Year.
Good afternoon. Bells. Is it necessary to always have bells? Cratchit!
Yes, sir?
The bell fool, see to it.
Yes, sir.
Merry Christmas. Wolves howling in a Merry Christmas.
It's for you, sir.
Of course it's for me. You're not receiving callers, are you? Show them in.
Right this way, sir.
Yes, yes.
Scrooge and Marley's, I believe. Have I the pleasure of addressing Mr. Scrooge or Mr. Marley?
Marley's dead. 7 years tonight. What is it you want?
I have no doubt that his kindness is well represented by his surviving partner. Here, sir, my card.
Kindness? No doubt of it. All right, I can read. What is it you want?
Well, at this festive season of the year...
It's winter and cold.
Yes, it is. And all the more reason for my visit, sir. At this time of the year, it is more than usually desirable to make some slight provision for the poor and the penniless, who suffer greatly from the cold. Many thousands are in want of common necessaries. Hundreds of thousands are in want of common comfort, sir.
Are there no debtors' prisons?
Many, sir.
And the workhouse, is it still in operation?
It is, still. I wish I could say it was not.
The poor law is still in full strength, then?
Yes, sir.
I'm glad to hear it. From what you said, I was afraid someone had stopped its operation.
Well, under the impression that they barely provide Christian cheer of mind or body to many people, a few of us are hoping to raise funds to buy the poor some meat and drink and means of warmth. We chose this time because it is the time of all others, when want is strongly felt and abundance rejoices. May I put you down for something, sir?
Nothing.
Ah, you wish to be anonymous.
I wish to be left alone. Since you ask me what I wish, sir, that is my answer. I don't make merry myself at Christmas, and I can't afford to make lazy people merry. I help support the establishments I have mentioned. They cost enough, and those who are poorly off must go there.
Well, but many can't go there, and many would rather die.
If they would rather die, then they had better do it and decrease the surplus population. That is not my affair. My business is. It occupies me constantly. Ask a man to give up life and means. Fine thing. What is it? I want to know. Charity? Damned charity. Latch the door, Cratchit. Firmly. Firmly. Draft as cold as Christmas blowing in here. Charity. Cratchit? Cratchit!
Yes, sir?
Well, to work then.
It's evening, sir.
Is it?
Christmas evening, sir.
Oh, you'll want all day tomorrow off, I suppose.
If it's quite convenient, sir.
It's not convenient. And it's not fair. If I was to deduct half a crown from your salary for it, you'd think yourself ill-used, wouldn't you? Still, you expect me to pay a day's wage for a day of no work.
It's only once a year, sir.
Be here all the earlier the next morning.
I will, sir.
Then off, off.
Yes, sir. Merry Christmas, sir.
Bah! Good King Wenceslas. Christmas Eve. Carolers. Bah! There. Another day. Black. Very black. Now, where are they? Begging pennies for their songs, are they? Oh, boy. Hold it quiet. There. Off now. That's it. High. Blackest pitch. The house of Ebenezer Scrooge. Yes, his is the key. Is it Sparset?
Yes, sir.
Hurry. Hurry, the door. Close it.
Did you knock, sir?
Knock? What matter? Here, light me up the stairs.
Yes, sir.
Something to warm you, sir. Porridge?
What? No, no, nothing.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Fright a man nearly out of his life. Merry Christmas. Bah!
Your room, sir.
Hmm? No, yes, yes. And good night.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Yes, yes. Out, out!
Warm your bed for you, sir.
What? Out, out!
Aye, sir.
What's that?
Me, sir. Not a thing, sir.
Then good night.
Good night.
Merry Christmas, Scrooge!
What do you want with me?
Much.
Who are you?
Ask who I was.
Who were you?
In life, I was your partner. Jacob Marley.
He's dead.
7 years this night, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Why do you come here?
I must. It is commanded me. I must wander the world and see what I can no longer share. What I would not share when I walked where you do.
And must go thus?
The chain? Look at it, Ebenezer. Study it. Locks and vaults and golden coins. I forged it. Each link, each day when I sat in these chairs, commanded these rooms. Greed, Ebenezer Scrooge. Wealth. Feel them. Know them. Yours was as heavy as this I wear 7 years ago, and you have labored to build it since.
If you're here to lecture, I have no time for it. It is late. The night is cold. I want comfort now.
I have none to give. I know not how you see me this night. I did not ask it. I have sat invisible beside you many and many a day. I am commanded to bring you a chance, Ebenezer. Heed it.
Quickly then, quickly.
You will be haunted by three spirits.
Is that the chance?
Mark it.
I do not choose to.
Then you will walk where I do, burdened by your riches, your greed.
Spirits mean nothing to me.
Expect the first tomorrow. When the bell tolls one, the second, the next night at the same hour, the third, upon the next night, when the last stroke of 12 has ended. Look to see me no more. I must wander. Look that...
Jacob, don't leave me! Jacob! Jacob!
Goodbye, Ebenezer.
Nine, 10, 11, it can't be, 12, midnight, No, not 12. It can't be. I haven't slept the whole day through. 12? Yes, 12 noon. Black. 12 midnight. I must get up. A day wasted. I must get down to the office. 12:15. But it just rang 12. 15 minutes haven't gone past. Not so quickly. 12:45. The spirit. It's to come at 1. 1. Are you the spirit whose coming was foretold to me?
I am.
Who and what are you?
I am the ghost of Christmas past.
Long past?
Your past.
Why are you here?
Your welfare. Rise. Walk with me.
I am mortal still. I cannot pass through the air.
My hand.
Hello, Jack.
Jack Walton. Young Jack Walton. Spirits?
Have a good holiday, Jack.
Yes, I remember him. Both of them. Little Ben Benjamin. He used to...
See you next time, Jack. Next time.
They're off for the holidays and going home from school. It's Christmas time. All of the children off home now. No, not all. There was one. Yes. Reading. Poor boy.
What, I wonder?
Reading? Oh, it was nothing. Fancy, all fancy and make-believe and take me away. All of it. Yes, nonsense.
Alibaba.
Yes, that was it.
Genie, take me to the gate of Damascus.
Oh, yes, oh, master. And jewels I shall bring you, and gold, and myrrh, and frankincense.
And they put him down, do you remember? That silly one at the gate of Damascus. In his underdrawers, asleep?
Yes. The genie turned the sultan's groom upside down and stood him on his head. Served him right, I say.
And the thieves and the jars of oil?
Yes, and running them through. This and this and this for each of you.
Yes, and remember, and remember. Remember Robinson Crusoe?
And the parrot.
Yes, the parrot. I love him best.
With his stripy green body and yellow tail drooping along and couldn't sing, ock, but could talk. And a thing like lettuce growing out the top of its head. And he used to sit on the very top of the tree up there.
And Robinson Crusoe sailed around the island, and he thought the parrot said,
Robinson Crusoe, where have you been? Ark! Robinson Crusoe, where you been?
And Robinson Crusoe looked up in the tree and saw the parrot and knew he hadn't escaped, and he was still there, still alone there.
Poor Robinson Crusoe.
Poor Robinson Crusoe.
Poor child. Poor child.
Why poor?
Fancy. It's his way, a child's way, to lose being alone in dreams. Dreams. Never matter if they are all nonsense. Yes, nonsense. But he'll be all right. Grow out of it. Yes, he did outgrow it. The nonsense. Became a man and left there. And he became a man. And yes, successful. Rich. Never matter. Fan!
Brother! Dear brother!
Dear Fan.
I've come to bring you home. Home for good and ever. Come with me. Come now!
Let me watch them go. Let them be happy for a moment. A delicate child. A breath might have withered her.
She dies a woman, and had, as I remember, children.
One child.
Your nephew.
Yes, Fred, my nephew. Well, all of us have that, haven't we? Childhood sadness, but we grow, and we become men, masters of ourselves. I've no time for it. Spirit music and all your Christmas nonsense. Yes, yes, I've learned what you have to show me.
Yo-ho there, Ebenezer, Dick.
Fezziwig! It's old Fezziwig that I apprenticed under.
Your master?
Oh, yes, and the best that any boy could have. There's Dick Wilkins. Bless me. He was very much attached to me, was Dick. Poor Dick. Dear, dear.
Yo-ho, my boys. No more work tonight. Christmas Eve, Dick. Christmas, Ebenezer. Let's have the shutters up before a man can say Jack Robinson.
Mr. Fezziwig, sir, you're a wonderful master.
A wonderful master.
Just because he gave us a party. It was very small.
Small?
He spent a few pounds of your mortal money. 3-4 at most. Is that so much that he deserves this praise?
But it wasn't the money. He had the power to make us happy. To make our service light or burdensome. The happiness he gives is quite as great as if it had cost a fortune. That's what a good master is.
Yes?
No, nothing.
Something, I think.
I should like to be able to say a word or two to my clerk just now. That's all.
But this is all in your past. Your clerk, Cratchit, can't be here.
No, of course not. An idle thought. Are we done?
Nearly.
Surely it's enough. Haven't you tormented me enough?
I only show the past, what it promised you. Look, another promise.
Oh, yes, I had forgotten her. Don't they dance beautifully? So young. I would have married her, if only.
Can you love me, Ebenezer? I bring no dowry into my marriage, only me, only love. It is no currency that you can buy and sell with, but we can live with it. Can you? I release you, Ebenezer, for the love of the man you once were. Will that man win me again, now that he is free?
If only you had held me to it. You should not have let me go. I was young. I did love you.
We have never lied to one another. May you be happy in the life you have chosen. Goodbye.
No, it was not meant to be that way.
You cannot change now what you would not change then. I am your mistakes, Ebenezer Scrooge. All of the things you could have done and did not.
Then leave me. I have done with them. I shall live with them as I have, as I do, as I will.
There is another Christmas. 7 years ago, when Marley died.
No, I will not see it. I will not. He dies. I could not prevent it. I did not choose for him to die on Christmas Day.
And when his day was chosen, what did you do then?
I looked after his affairs.
His business?
Yes, his business. Mine. It was all I had, all that I could do in this world. I have nothing to do with the world to come after.
Then I will leave.
No, not yet. I don't leave me here. Tell me what I must do. What of the other spirits?
They will come.
And you? What of you?
I am always with you.
1 minute until one. No one here. No one's coming. Fezziwig!
Hello, Scrooge.
But you can't be. Not Fezziwig.
Do you see me as him?
I do.
And hear me as him?
I do.
I wish I were the gentleman, so as not to disappoint you.
But you're not.
No, Mr. Scrooge. You've seen the like of me before. I am the ghost of Christmas present.
But...
You see what you will see, Scrooge. No more. Will you walk out with me this Christmas Eve?
But I am not yet dressed.
Take my tails, dear boy. We're leaving.
Wait!
What is it now?
Christmas present, did you say?
I did.
Then we are traveling here? In this town? London? Just down there?
Yes, of course.
Then could we walk? Your flying is... Well, it's too sudden for an old man. Well?
It's your Christmas, Scrooge. I'm only the guide.
Then we can walk? Where are you guiding me to?
Bob Cratchit's.
My clerk?
You did want to talk to him. Don't worry, Scrooge. You won't have to.
Shouldn't be much of a trip with 15 bob a week. How far off can it be?
A world away, Scrooge. At least that far. That is the way to it, Scrooge.
When you wake, you shall have all the pretty little horses, blacks and bays, dapples and grays, all the pretty little horses.
To sleep now, all of you. Christmas tomorrow. How did our little Tim behave?
As good as gold and better. He told me coming home that he hoped the people saw him in the church because he was a cripple, and it might be pleasant for them to remember upon Christmas Day who made the lame to walk and the blind to see.
He's a good boy. Oh, the wind!
Hurry.
Hardly hospitable is what I'd say.
Oh, they'd say a great deal more, Scrooge, if they could see you.
Oh, they should they? Well, I might have a word for them.
You're here to listen.
Oh, yes, all right. By the fire?
But not a word.
My dear, to Mr. Scrooge. I give you Mr. Scrooge, the founder of the feast.
The founder of the feast, indeed. I wish I had him here. I'd give him a piece of my mind to feast upon, and hope he'd have a good appetite for it.
My dear, Christmas Eve.
It should be Christmas Eve, I'm sure, when one drinks to the health of such an odious, stingy, hard and feely man as Mr. Scrooge. You know he is, Robert. Nobody knows it better than you. Poor dear.
I only know one thing on Christmas, that one must be charitable.
I'll drink to his health for your sake on this day, not for his. Long life to him. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And he'll be very merry and very happy, I have no doubt.
If he cannot be, we must be happy for him. A song is what's needed. Tim!
Shh! I've gotten him down and he needs all the sleep he can get.
If he's asleep on Christmas Eve, I'll be much mistaken. Tim! He must sing, dear. There's nothing else that might make him well.
Yes, Father.
Are you awake?
Just a little.
A song, then.
Spirit, I have seen enough. Tiny Tim, will he live?
He's very ill. Even song cannot keep him whole through a cold winter.
But you haven't told me.
If he'd be likely to die, then he'd do it and decrease the surplus population. Erase, Scrooge, those words from your thoughts. You are not the judge. Do not judge them. It might be in the sight of heaven that you are more worthless and less fit to live than millions like this poor man's child. Oh, God! To hear an insect on a leaf pronouncing that he is too much life among hid hungry brothers in the dust. Goodbye, Scrooge.
But is there no happiness in Christmas present?
There is.
Take me there.
It is at home of your nephew.
No!
Then there is none.
But that isn't enough. You must teach me.
Would you have a teacher, Scrooge? Look at your own words.
But the first spirit gave me more.
He was Christmas past. There was a lifetime he could choose from. I only have this day, one day, and you, Scrooge. I have nearly lived my fill of both. Christmas present must be gone at midnight. That is near now. Come.
Is this the last spirit who is to come to me?
They are no spirits. They are real. Hunger, ignorance. Not spirits, Scrooge. Passing dreams. They are real. They walk your streets, look to you for comfort, and you deny them. Deny them not too long, Scrooge. They will grow and multiply, and they will not remain children.
Have they no place to go? No resource for help?
Are they no prisons? Are there no workhouses? Come, it's Christmas Eve.
You are the third. the ghost of Christmas yet to come. Speak to me. Tell me what is to happen to me, all of us. Then show me what I must see. I know it. I know it too well. Cold, cheerless. It is mine. What is... There are thieves! There are thieves in my rooms! I cannot. You cannot tell me that I must watch them and do nothing. I will not. It is mine still.
He ain't about it, is he? Poor old Scrooge has met his end.
And time for it, too. Ain't been alive indeed for half his life.
But the sparse is nowhere, is he?
Looking for someone, ladies?
There ain't enough but for the two of us.
More than enough, if you know where to look. Ladies, shall we start? Cook?
They're gold, ain't they?
The purest, madam.
I always had a fancy for that nightcap of his. My old man could use it.
Being a man of more practical tastes, I go for the worsted and hope the smell ain't permanent.
You think that little bell he's always ringing at me is silver enough to sell?
No more, no more. I cannot. The room is too like a cheerless place that is familiar. I won't see it. Let us go from here. Anywhere.
And he took a child and set him in the midst of him.
The light tires my eyes so. They're better now. It makes them tired to try to see by firelight. And I wouldn't show reddened eyes to your father when he comes home from the world. It must be near his time now.
Past it, I think, but he walks slower than he used to these last few days, Mother.
I have known him to walk with Tiny Tim upon his shoulders very fast indeed. But he was very light to carry, and his father loved him, so it was no trouble. No trouble. Smiles, everyone, smiles!
My dear, Peter, how is it coming?
Nearly done.
Yes, good. I'm sure that it will be done long before Sunday.
Sunday? You went today then, Robert?
Yes, it's all ready. 2 o'clock, the nice place. It would have done you good to see how green it is, but you'll see it often. I promised him that I would walk there on Sunday, often.
We mustn't hurt ourselves for it, Robert.
No, no. He wouldn't have wanted that. Come now. You won't guess who I've seen. Scrooge's nephew, Fred. And he asked after us, and said he was heartily sorry, and to give his respect to my good wife. How he ever knew that, I don't know.
Knew what, my dear?
Why, that you were a good wife.
Everybody knows that.
I hope that they do. Heartily sorry, he said, for your good wife. And if I can be of service to you in any way... And he gave me his card. That's where I live. And Peter, I shouldn't be at all surprised if he got you a position.
Only hear that, Peter.
And then you'll be keeping company with some young girl and setting up for yourself.
Oh, go on.
Well, it will happen one day. But remember, when that day does come, as it must, we must none of us forget poor Tiny Tim and this first parting in our family.
He died. No, no. Because he would not. No, you cannot tell me that he has died, for that Christmas has not come. I will not let it come. I will be there. It was me. Yes, yes, and I knew it and couldn't look. I won't be able to help. I won't. Spirit, hear me. I am not the man I was. I will not be that man that I have been for so many years. Why show me all of this if I am past all hope? Assure me that I may yet change these shadows you have shown me. Let the boy live. I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year. I will in the past, the present, and the future. The spirits of all three shall strive within me. I will not shut out the lessons that they teach. Oh, tell me that I am not too late. The curtains, they are mine, and they are real. They are not sold. They are here. I am here. The shadows to come may be dispelled. They will be. I know they will be. I don't know what to do. I'm as light as a feather. Merry as a boy again. Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! A happy new year to all the world! Hello there! Hello! What day of the month is it? How long did the spirits keep me? Never mind. I don't care. What's today?
Eh?
What's the day, my fine fellow?
Today? Why, it's Christmas Day.
It's Christmas Day. I haven't missed it. The spirits have done it all in one night. They can do anything they like. Of course they can. Of course they can save Tim. Hello, my fine fellow.
Hello.
Do you know the poulterers in the next street at the corner?
I sure hope I do.
An intelligent boy, a remarkable boy. Do you know whether they've sold the prize turkey that was hanging up there? Not the little prize, the big one.
What? The one as big as me?
What a delightful boy. Yes, my bucko.
It's hanging there now.
It is? Go and buy it.
Oh, go on.
I'm in earnest. Go and buy it and tell them to bring it here, that I may give them the direction where to take it. Come back with the butcher, and I'll give you a shilling. Come back in less than 2 minutes, and I'll give you half a crown.
Right, guy.
I'll send it to Bob Cratchit's. He shan't know who sends it. It's twice the size of Tiny Tim, and such a Christmas dinner it will make. I must dress. I must. It's Christmas Day. I must be all in my best for such a day. Where is my China silk shirt? What? Back already? And such a turkey! Why, you can't carry that all the way to Cratchit's. Here, boy, here is your half a crown, and here is an address in Camden Town. See that it gets there. Here, money for the cab, for the turkey, and for you, good man! Hello, sir!
Oh, hello, sir.
My dear sir, how do you do? I hope you succeeded yesterday. It was very kind of you to stop by to see me.
Mr. Scrooge?
Yes, that is my name, and I fear it may not be pleasant to you. Allow me to ask your pardon, and will you have the goodness to add this to your good work?
Oh, Lord, bless me. My dear Mr. Scrooge, are you serious?
If you please, not a penny less. A great many back payments are included in it, I assure you. Will you do me that favor?
Oh, my dear sir, I don't know what I can say to such generosity.
Say nothing! Accept it! Come and see me. Will you come and see me?
I will.
Thank you. I am much obliged to you. I thank you 50 times. God bless you, and Merry Christmas!
Well, Merry Christmas to you too, sir!
Now, which is the way to that nephew's house? Girl!
Yes, sir?
Can you find me a taxi, miss?
I can, sir.
Can you show me the way to this home?
I can, sir.
Good man! Come up, girl. Would you be an old man's guide to a Christmas dinner?
I would, sir. And God bless you.
Yes, God bless us, everyone. Driver, to Christmas! Well, I'm very glad to be here at my nephew's house. Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
God bless us, everyone!
Oh, yes, God bless us, everyone.